Hello there, it's David the dog walker, and I'm out with my dog, Dammer, and it's nearly 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were watching The Americans, a new series on the TV, where you've got some KGB spies that have been infiltrated and are Americans, and they're doing bad stuff, and they're getting the defector back and killing him, and the FBI sort of trying to get into him, and it's actually quite a good series. Lots of sex and rumpy pumpy on it, and well, it was otherwise well made, and be interesting to see how the rest of the series goes with it. And I also started making a bit of a video to go with an article I wrote about my move to the Galaxy S3 phone. I sat down this morning and I dictated the article. It took me about I think I spent about an hour or so on it, and then this evening when I got back from work, or this afternoon, I did a bit more work with it, and I did some finishing off and tidying up and put a few links in there and added a couple of pictures and posted it up onto the nostylus.com. And it was a good idea that I called the website No Stylus. That was a point really, because I was going to have it so that it had anything to do with touchscreen interfaces, and that could include an Android device, and very soon I will have one. I've been talking to a few people on Facebook and Google+, and people have been giving me, very kindly, their ideas of what applications maybe I should get my hands on to be able to do the stuff that I want to do. The one that seems to be the most trouble at the moment is coming up with a good one, and that is a podcatcher. And there's a couple that have been suggested, and I'll probably give them a try. Try and find a free one first of all, and then see if I have to pay some money out. But it seems like the better ones, the ones I have to pay for, but we'll have to see. I don't really want to pay. I don't want to pay for one and find out it's a little rubbish, so I'll do a whole lot of reading of the stories. Reviews, I should say. And what else? Oh yeah, I started making a video this evening, and I should put that up on YouTube soon. On the same subject, because I did the video to go with the article and put it onto the same place, onto the same website, on the same article, on the same blog post. Because that's what I am, I'm a blogger. And finally we had a nice warm day, so this evening, instead of going out with my coat on, I'm just having a wander around, and I've got a jumper on, but it's nice to be able to be out at this time of night and it's not been too bloody cold. And there you go. I sold a chainsaw today, and I always found it difficult to start the bloody thing, so I sold it a bit cheap really, and the guy I sold it to, he was able to get the thing started. Although he says it needs cleaning on the inside and he reckons he's going to have to spend some time fixing it up and whatever, but I sold it a bit cheap, but at least we got some money back off it. I think we sold it for about less than a third of what we paid for the thing. But at least we've got some money out of it and so on. I bought an electric chainsaw in the end so I can cut a few trees down in the garden. We had a storm about 2 or 3 years ago. It was I don't know when it was. I think it must have been the storm I'm thinking of, is in the wintertime, and we don't normally get snow here. But we had a ton of snow, an absolute ton. We had about a metre of snow in some places around here. And it was so unusual that for 7 days the roads were all kind of closed and nothing was happening, and for about a week was without electricity and without internet, and it was terrible. And a few things got broken around the house, and a lot of trees fell down, so we had to go out in the garden and cut the bloody things up. And I needed a chainsaw to do it, and the chainsaw we bought was just a pile of crap. Well, I thought it was a pile of crap anyway, but perhaps I just needed to spend a bit more time with it. And they say that when you get a chainsaw, what you should do is you should run it for a wee while and not put any sort of pressure on it, so that you get it used to running and starting and just sort of ticking over and so on, and then when you've got it so that it'll just run nicely so you can start it up, you know, just put it on the floor and sit it there and it just sort of ticks away, sort of drip, 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 like that, you know. And then when it's sort of doing what it's supposed to be doing in terms of running, then you start using it and cutting some trees. We had quite a few trees to cut, and in fact we had a lot of trouble with this bloody thing. It was this one we got wasn't the first one of that type, and we took the first one back and got it changed. And when I took it back and got it changed, I should have asked for my money back rather than getting another one. Or when I got the other one and it was still new and never been used, I should have sold it then I probably would have got more money back off it. But still, you live and learn, don't you? So what else is happening? Well, I'm looking up at the sky and the stars are out there, and there's one set of stars that are stars I can always see. I think it's Andromeda or something like that. And I watched a TV series about stargazing a wee while back. Dara O'Brien was on there, and Professor Brian Cox. And I was talking about this particular set of stars that I had noticed, and there was more to it than I was actually seeing. And if I looked further out from the original pattern I was looking at, there was two stars, one out to the left and one out to the right. And one of them was kind of a reddy sort of colour, and the other one was a bluey sort of colour. And up until that point, I hadn't really noticed that there was stars of different colours, so that was quite interesting. And surprisingly, as they were saying, that the bluer ones, although we tend to think of blue being cold, the bluer ones were the hotter stars, and the redder ones were the colder stars. So that was something I learned, that was something new as well. Quite interesting. And where I'm standing at the moment, if I look off to the north, I can see quite a few stars, and there's not too much light pollution. And if I look out the other way, well, all I can see is the street lights, so that's not much bloody use. If I went out further into the forest, I'd probably get a better view altogether, actually, because my eyes would be more used to the dark and I'd see the stars better. I live on the edge of a forest, and in the forest we have habilis. These are wild boar. Habilis is the local word for them. And a couple of times we've seen them sort of walking across the path, just sort of on the other side of the fence by the house. A whole family of them went by one day, which is quite amusing. And then another day I was out walking the dog, as I do. We spotted a small pig. I don't think it was actually one of these wild boar, actually. I think it might have been a pet pig that someone had had. And it just escaped, and it was just living in the forest around nearby us. And it wasn't one of these pink ones, you know. It was sort of a browny, sort of dark, sort of slightly furry-looking pig. You know, it wasn't one of these ones that you see sort of that they use just for the ones I've seen in England, where they just rear them for the meat, and they look very pink, and you know, they're sort of got sensitive skin. They can't be left out in the sun, otherwise they get sunburned. Well, I just suppose you could always get some sun cream and slather them up with sun cream so they didn't get sunburnt if you put them outside. Anyway, so I saw this pig. I actually took a photograph of it and put it out onto the social network to prove that I'd seen a pig in the forest nearby us when we was walking. In fact, my wife said she saw it a couple of days later and it was in some place different. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone spotted it and killed it and took it away and ate it. That's what they do. I'm a vegetarian, I don't believe in eating animals, so there's something else you've just found out about me. I'm a vegetarian. In fact, I'm a strange beast altogether, because not only am I a vegetarian, I don't drink alcohol either. Not because I'm religiously against it or whatever else, or any other sort of goody-goody two-shoes not drinking alcohol. It's just that I don't like the taste of the stuff. The only alcohol I do like the taste of would be Pernod, you know, because the aniseed flavour. But I can get that in a non-alcoholic sort of form as well, so no really need to drink alcohol. And I would imagine there's quite a lot of women up and down the countries and wherever the world and saying, gee, I wish I had a husband that didn't drink alcohol. And as Homer Simpson would say, beer. The cause of and the solution of many of life's little problems. So there you go. I worked in a brewery in Germany, in Bremen. And I used to get a free crate of beer every 10 days, which was great. I didn't drink the stuff. I took the crate of beer back to the campsite where I was living at the time, and I'd had a lot of friends. Wasn't that nice? So anyway, this is Dave Allen, rambling on about this, that and whatever, and I'll talk to you again soon. And bye-bye now. Be good, and if you can't be good, be careful.